No surrogate could replace our next guest, day-to-day regular contributor and NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. It's time now to check in with Juan on the political chatter, the backstory, if you will. Welcome back, Juan.
Nice to be with you, Madeline. It's been cold in Wisconsin.
I bet it has. Well, tell us more about Wisconsin. On Tuesday is the primary, and John Kerry is, as expected, the front runner, and he just got the endorsement of former candidate Wesley Clark. How much difference will that endorsement make?
Well, it has some limited value, value in the sense that Clark, of course, was a military man, former general, and his entrance into the race largely was based on the fact that he was going to be the anti-Howard Dean, that Dean was going to be the guy who had taken on President Bush on the war but didn't have the military background and credentials. Then Clark was going to be that guy. Of course, that didn't materialize because John Kerry, with his Vietnam veteran experience, emerged as the front runner, and I think that really doomed Clark's campaign. So Clark is now sort of handing off that mantle of veteran military affairs sophisticate to John Kerry. And so what you have here is a real pass-off of all those military contacts, veterans that have really proven valuable to Kerry so far. But on the other hand, Howard Dean has said that even as he stays in the race, he thinks that John Edwards would be a better candidate than John Kerry. So I guess the endorsements are flying every which way.
So Howard Dean's actually endorsing but not getting out of the race.
Yeah, which is a kind of strange thing to do. But, of course, that's been happening in this campaign. You have the phenomenon of, in fact, one of the labor unions, AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, that had endorsed Dean early on, pulling their support even though their candidate is still in the race. That's a rarity.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Edwards, last night he was here in Culver City, and he spoke at a senior center. Let's hear a bit of that.
I am so ready for this fight. I've been getting ready for this fight my whole life. You have to give me a shot at George Bush, because you give me a shot at George Bush, I'm going to give you back the White House.
Yeah! Fighting words from Senator John Edwards. So how successfully are the Democrats attacking President Bush's record, and what are the main issues they're hitting him on?
Well, of course, one of the main issues is the failure to find weapons of mass destruction. But the big issue in the past week has been the economy's performance, and especially the loss of jobs, more than 2 million jobs lost in the course of the president's tenure, and especially in a state like Wisconsin, where you've had large-scale loss of blue-collar manufacturing jobs, it really is hitting home. So the president went to Pennsylvania yesterday to try to say to people, we are making an effort, we know about job losses. Of course, his case was somewhat weakened this week by the announcement from his chief economic advisor that outsourcing of jobs is good for international trade. And, of course, that didn't appeal very much to people who've lost their jobs or been dislocated in this economy. And the Democrats are picking up on that big and saying this president's out of touch with the kind of kitchen table issues that affect Americans and their lives.
Now, there's a story that just doesn't seem to die right now, and that's President Bush's military record from the 1970s. He released his records, but still he's being attacked by the Democrats and by columnists on the op-ed pages for that record. Why hasn't that been put to rest, and will that be discussed on this weekend's political talk shows?
Oh, you can believe it will be discussed, Madeline. He was in the Texas Air National Guard, and the question is, how did he get in there? In fact, USA Today has a story indicating that the president may have received some favorable treatment because he had been arrested once for a college prank, as they describe it, and cited for 2 automobile accidents and 2 speeding tickets. And normally that kind of record would not have allowed you to get into the National Guard and avoid having to serve overseas in Vietnam.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
Oh, you're welcome, Madeline.